Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, it's another week. It's another day in December, another day closer to Christmas. Are you in the Christmas spirit yet? Are you the type that enjoys Christmas, or are you a Grinch? Well, no matter if you're in the Christmas spirit or if you're a Grinch, you're welcome here. But we do have some Christmas-related trivia questions to share with you. All Christmas trivia today. And they're pretty easy. Most of them are pretty easy. So it's your chance to dial us at 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Meijer's gift card, a $10 Meijer's gift card, courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker. They've provided the gift card for today, so thanks to those folks for providing it, and that's what we're giving away today, a Meijer's gift card. Well, over the weekend, the wife and I decided to take a long drive, so we went up to Lake Erie just to drive along it. It was a cold day, and we knew that going into it, but we just wanted to go up and see the lake, and so we went up and just drove along and went up Route 4, took that all the way up into, Sandusky? And then drove along the lake into Vermilion and just had a nice time driving along and stopped at a couple little parks. Nobody was there and had, like I said, just a nice time driving. So we did that on Saturday. And then on Monday night, we went to Upper Sandusky to the Harrison Smith Park there on County Road 330 as you head into town on the left-hand side as you're going west. And they have a beautiful park decorated with all kinds of Christmas lights. $5 to go through. So we went through there and had ourselves a wonderful time. And then last night we went to the Alum Creek Lights. And that was neat too. They have shaped lights, you know, like Santa riding a go-kart or Santa riding the tractor or in a helicopter or whatever. So they have more shaped lights displays through there. Upper Sandusky's more regular lights, like wrapped in trees and wrapped in different shapes, and maybe and they have maybe wood cutouts and stuff like that. But they are both worth going. So if you want to see some good lights, check those out. And then my parents went through the Marion County Fairgrounds. I have not been through that yet. However, my wife and I want to put that on our list to go through the Marion County Fairgrounds and look at their Christmas lights as well. Keep it local right here. And then I also heard through the grapevine that there was a boy that collected some money, if I got my story right, collected some money, and he wanted to put some lights in the Richwood Park. And if I, like I said, if I got my story right, they turned those lights on the other day in Richwood. So you should be able to go to Richwood to those lights. And so if you go and they're not there, don't be mad at me, because I'm just passing along what I heard. But that's what I heard, that he's got some lights up. Some folks helped him out, and they've got some lights in the Richwood Park now as well. So that would be pretty cool to see as well. Want to thank our supporter. That would be Waldo Tire and Automotive. They are located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website for the show. Last week I redid it, put some more pictures up there, and kind of redid some things, so it's new and updated, radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online at the station's website, which is a pretty cool website, too, WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. All right, let's get to the Christmas trivia. See if we can get some potential winners on the line here. And again, the way this works, all you need to do is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Meijer's gift card provided this week by Ralph and Becky Thacker. So thanks to those folks for providing the gift card this week. We appreciate that very much. And here's the first trivia question. We are all Christmas trivia this week. What soda company often uses Santa Claus in their Christmas advertising? What soda company often uses Santa Claus in their Christmas advertising? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Who invented electric Christmas lights? Who invented electric Christmas lights? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Coca-Cola
is the one that likes to use their Santa Claus in advertising. That is right.
Rick.
Do you like a Coca-Cola yourself?
Yeah, I get it all in.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Yep.
Well, buddy, what's on the menu for tonight?
The menu tonight is another catch and catch can.
Okay, catch
it. It's whatever I throw on the table. And it's a runaway road.
Okay. So leftovers tonight.
Right, leftovers.
Okay. All right. Sounds all right. Good.
I'm glad you enjoyed your weekend.
Yep, had a pretty good weekend. Yep. Hope you did too.
Well, I wanna try to get the boys up to the Charlie Bear out there. Bear and Rob and look at the lights.
Okay, all right.
Yep. All right, you have a good one.
All right, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, Bob's quick on the draw today to answer that first question. Who invented electric Christmas lights? Can you tell me that one? Where did the nativity take place? Where did the nativity take place? Who helped Santa Claus in making his gifts? Like I said, we've got easy ones today. Who helped Santa Claus in making his gifts? According to the Holy Bible, Jesus Christ was born in a what? According to the Bible, Jesus Christ was born in a what? Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in according to a well-known Christmas song? Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in according to a well-known Christmas song? What dish was served by Mrs. Cratchit in A Christmas Carol, also mentioned in the song We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Hi, we're on the air.
Mrs. Claus and the Elves.
Yes, Mrs. Claus and the Elves. How are you doing today?
Good.
Is this my buddy Lucas?
Yeah.
Well, good deal. It's good to hear from you, Lucas. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yep.
All right. Do you have some presents that you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, I hope you get everything you're looking for. Well, it's good to hear from you, and I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Bob and Lucas in the drawing so far. 4:28 is the time. What do you leave for reindeer? What do you leave for reindeer? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Thomas Edison.
Yes. Yes, he invented those electric Christmas lights in 1880. I'm glad he did, because I've got them up on my house.
Yeah.
Well, you got any projects going today or anything fun going?
No, just kind of taking it easy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A good day to do it. Right. That's for sure. Yes, sir.
Well, I will put you in the drawing, and I appreciate you listening, and I thank you for the phone call.
All right. You have a good evening.
Hey, you too. All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, David Avery checking in there. We have to take a break, so if you try to get through, I will patch you in and get to you right after the break. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on WWGH. We are having fun with Christmas trivia, and we will be back with much more coming up after this. So hang on. We will be with you after the break. Right here on your favorite radio station after these words. By the way, you can email me anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Send me anything you like. I would absolutely love to hear from you. All right, back after this in a flash, WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, I'm writing my letter to Santa, Santa Claus, Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yes, that's Santa's address. I wonder why he gets his mail in Indiana.
Do you think Santa wants TMZ showing up to his doorstep asking him personal questions? Give them a P.O. box. That's the only way to go.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH 1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Okay, we are back, and I think we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, and did you want to answer a trivia question?
Uh-huh. Carrots and oats.
Carrots and oats. That is absolutely right. That's what you leave for the reindeer. Very good. Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Are you ready for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Do you have some presents that you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, I do too. I'm looking forward to getting some gifts too. I even like gifts at my age. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Miss Allison. I will put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great night, all right?
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. And here comes another one coming through. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How have you been?
I've been good. Been doing good.
Yeah, keeping well?
Keeping well, yes, yes. Avoiding the virus so far.
All right. It's important to do, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So my wife and I have both been lucky or blessed, whichever one you want to say.
Yeah.
And so far, so good.
Because it's, you know, it's it can be deadly. You know?
Yes, it can.
I think it's I just looking at the numbers, you know, like 1 out of 70 people, you know, that contract it die.
Right.
That's a not a very good odds, you know.
No, it's
I don't want to be one of those seven.
No, it's not very good odds.
Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to die yet.
Nope. That's why I just stay away from everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That old lake's a pretty cold place up there in the wintertime.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It was a cloudy day, but it was still pretty. We took a picture out the window of it as we went past and drove through there.
Pretty neat lake.
Yeah, it is. And there was nobody at the Vermilion Lighthouse up there, so we got out and just for a little bit because it was pretty cold. We went out and went up and took a picture with it. And,
good.
So it was just a nice little drive.
Something to do.
I figured, hey, that would be something safe that we could do.
I like just going somewhere. I enjoy the trip as much as where I'm going to.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
I just enjoy looking at the scenery and, you know, going somewhere different.
Right, I do too. In fact, in a couple weeks, I want to go down. I don't know if I told you this already, but I want to go down to Portsmouth to look at those flood wall paintings.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice trip.
I've been there. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, the murals.
Yeah, the murals on the flood wall down there. Yeah, my wife's never seen that. I've seen that years and years ago, but it's been a long time.
They're pretty good size flood walls.
Yeah.
You know?
So So that'd be a nice trip.
That's a pretty long trip. That's about as far as you can go in Ohio.
Yeah, it is. I think it's about 2.5 hours or something if I map-quested it correctly.
Yeah. As long as you got your GPS and, you know.
Yeah, stay on track.
That's right. That way you'll know you'll get there.
Right.
Jesus was born in the manger.
Right. Yep. That is correct.
All right. Well, let somebody else get on here.
All right, Ernie. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, care. Bye-bye. 4:36. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond with you. Got a couple more trivia questions here. What food has a long shelf life, but many people don't like it? What food has a long shelf life, but many people don't like it? And what type of craft house is popular to make and eat for Christmas? Hi, we're on the air. Okay, what was it again?
Stable.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. That's the other thing. Jesus was born in the manger in the stable. That is correct. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this?
Noah.
I didn't recognize your voice. Of course. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you have some presents that you're looking forward to getting?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're probably looking forward to opening them up, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win, Noah. It's good to hear from you, buddy. You take care, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, didn't recognize Noah there for just a moment there. All right, good to hear from our regulars here at Offbeat News and Trivia, and appreciate you folks lighting up my phone lines. It is, like I just said, good to hear from you. Okay, I think that's the trivia questions that I've got for now. And I've got, so that leaves us for now with where did the nativity take place? And then we've got which type of tree was the partridge sitting in according to a well-known Christmas song? What dish was served by Mrs. Cratchit in A Christmas Carol? What food has a long shelf life, but many people don't like it? And what type of craft house is popular to make and eat for Christmas?
Those are the trivia questions that we have on the table right now at 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll sign you up for a chance to win a Meijer's gift card. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll give it away to a lucky winner. And we'll send that to the mail, through the mail to you, so you don't have to worry about coming down to the station. And we'll send that right to your home. All right. Turning to the offbeat stack, we have some interesting news today. None of it really Christmas related, but some cute stories here. A Vermont sticker company broke a Guinness World Record by turning its defective and misprinted stickers into the world's largest sticker ball. Sticky Brand Creative Group, a Vermont company that makes stickers and custom decals for companies including Osprey and Cabot Cheese, said officials came up with the idea for the world record attempt as a means of putting unusable stickers to an eco-friendly purpose. Though we try to be as green as possible in our production process, there's inevitably a small amount of misprints and defective stickers that cannot be sold, CEO Michael Rist said. Employees worked for a total of 91.22 hours to assemble the stickers into a ball that weighed 308.25 pounds, breaking the record of 231.6 pounds, which was set by a sticker ball in Colorado in 2016. The record-breaking ball measures 7 feet and 1.1875 inches in circumference. Ritz said the company is now asking customers to add their unneeded stickers to the ball to keep it growing. The sky's the limit in terms of how many stickers we'll add to it, Ritz said. Once we get to the point we wouldn't be able to get it out the door, we hope to move it outside where it can continue to grow. You know, you go into some places and they have a little sticker collection started, maybe on the side of a shelf or the side of something or other, maybe on a wall or something. They've started a little sticker collection, and stickers are fun things to collect. You never know what you're going to find there. So a sticker ball there in Vermont. Police in California responded to a report of a suspected burglary in progress and arrived to find the cause of the ruckus actually was caused by about a dozen brawling raccoons. The Richmond Police Department said two officers responded to the City Corporation Yard after an employee called authorities to report a banging on the administrative office door that sounded like a burglar attempting to break in. Although mentally prepared to take action for an in-progress felony, the crime-fighting duo was surprised to find approximately one dozen raccoons in a physical altercation, police said in a Facebook post. When challenged, all but one fled westbound. Police said they broke up the raccoon invasion successfully, and they left the scene. So there you go. Successfully broke up the raccoon invasion. And this is a really cute story. A dog that went missing from her owner's Alabama backyard turned up 3 weeks later when the canine wandered into a Walmart store and found her owner working at a checkout lane. Danielle Robinette, a customer service associate at the Walmart store in Dothan, said she was baffled when a black and white dog wandered into the store. "I was like, what in the world is happening?" Robinette told the Washington Post. "I'm a huge animal lover, so I just followed her, and she ran up to register 6. The cashier at register number 6, June Roundtree, was able to solve the mystery. The canine was her missing dog, Abby. Roundtree said Abby had vanished from her backyard 3 weeks earlier, leaving her collar behind. She said she and her husband had been searching for the dog but were unable to find any sign of their missing pet. I called her name and she came to me, Roundtree said of the reunion at Walmart. I've been over and hugged her. I completely lost it then. I couldn't speak. I was in complete shock and just couldn't believe it. Roundtree said the Walmart store is more than a mile from her home. She said she has worked at the location for 10 years, but never brought 4-year-old Abby inside. She said the canine might have recognized the store from times when she would bring the dog to the store's parking lot in the woods behind the business. Never in a million years did I think she would show up at Walmart, Roundtree said. Robinette said she was equally shocked by the outcome. It was beautiful, Robinette told the newspaper. It was very overwhelming. I was in disbelief. I thought she was joking. So there you go. A wonderful reunion from the dog who wandered into the store, went right to where her owner was working at register number 6. Pretty cool. Yes, indeed. I like stories like that. Well, it's coming up on 4:45, and that means another break for us. We will take it and come back with What's That in the Mailbox? We will find out who emailed the mailbox this week and what question they might have for me today. We'll be back after these words right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Scott, it will be Christmas Day.
What a great Christmas song.
And a reminder, and don't you forget it, Scott, I'll be looking under the tree for your gift.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
It's time for What's That in the Mailbox? You can email the mailbox yourself, too. Email me your question or whatever to RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. And I will put you on the air, put your question on the air. And today we hear from Denise. And Denise says, Nate, do you like candy canes? What's your favorite kind? Well, Denise, as a matter of fact, I do like candy canes. And my favorite kind is probably the plain peppermint. And you know what I really, really like, and it's probably not considered a candy cane, maybe. Well, it's not considered a candy cane. It's probably more of a candy rod, is those big long ones that are big and round that you can get at Dollar Tree or Dollar General or probably even Kroger's. Those big, well, I guess they're called big peppermint sticks. Man, those things are good. They're hard, kind of hard to break off, but they are really good. But, you know, to answer your question, I like peppermint candy canes probably the best. And the second would be blueberry. I like some blueberry candy canes. So there you go, Denise. I do like candy canes, and this is the time of year for them. I've got some blueberry candy canes at home, but they do have sugar in them, and I've got to watch the sugar, so I've got to be careful. Okay, one more offbeat news story here. A hotel in Wales shared video of a sheep that wandered into the building and was found standing in a hallway where it appeared to be waiting for the elevator. The Premier Inn in Holyhead posted a video to Facebook showing the sheep, nicknamed Sydney by hotel staff, standing just outside the elevator doors in a hallway. Employees said the sheep had escaped from a nearby field and entered the hotel through the automatic doors. The sheepish-looking guest was safely returned to its owner, the hotel said. Sounds to me like he just wanted a little elevator ride. Okay, here's the trivia questions we've got left here at 740-383-9944. We are playing for a Meijer's gift card, courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker. Thanks to those folks for supplying the Meijer's gift card today. And here we go with the trivia questions, all Christmas trivia today. We've had some answers so far, and here's what we got left. Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in, according to a well-known Christmas song? Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in, according to a well-known Christmas song? What dish was served by Mrs. Cratchit in A Christmas Carol? What dish was served by Mrs. Cratchit in A Christmas Carol? What food has a long shelf life but many people don't like? What food has a long shelf life but many people don't like? What type of craft house is popular to make and eat for Christmas? What type of craft house is popular to make and eat for Christmas? And where did the nativity take place? Where did the nativity take place? We've got 5 minutes left, so if you'd like to jump on an available line, 740-383-9944, ring through, sign up for a chance to win a Meijer's gift card, courtesy of Ralph and Becky Thacker. Thanks to those folks for supplying the card today. All right, we've got a call coming in, actually, right now, as a matter of fact. Hi, we're on the air.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, partridge in a pear tree. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, you got my number. Give me a call. Wake me up there, would you please?
Okay, I will, the last time I had trouble with the phone trying to find your number, but I will do my best, okay, Bob?
All right, thank you.
Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All righty. 4:52 is the time. Well, it's almost 4:52 here at WWGH 107.1 FM. I've got time. I will tell you what happened on this day in history, on this Wednesday, December the 9th. Well, actually, today is December the 9th, and here's what happened in 1783. The first executions at Newgate Prison took place. 1793, the American Minerva was published for the first time. It was the first daily newspaper in New York City and was founded by Noah Webster. 1803, the 12th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed by the U.S. Congress. With the amendment, electors were directed to vote for a president and for a vice president rather than for two choices for president. 1841, American author and creator of Uncle Remus and Briar Rabbit, Joel Chandler Harris, was born. 1854, on this date, Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, was published in England. 1879, Thomas Edison organized the Edison Ore Milling Company. 1884, Levant M. Richardson received a patent for the ball-bearing roller skate. 1892, in London, Widowers' Houses, George Bernard Shaw's first play opened at the Royalty Theater. 1907, Christmas seals went on sale for the first time in the Wilmington, Delaware post office. And in 1914, on this date, the Edison Phonograph Works was destroyed by fire. And December the 9th, that's what happened on this day in history. You are now up to date. We have 1 minute to go before we draw our lucky, lucky winner here at 740-383-9944, WWGH 107.1 FM, and Offbeat News and Trivia, our Myers gift card supplied by Ralph and Becky Thacker today, and we have our names here, so I'm going to go ahead and shuffle through these here and get them mixed up. And at 4:55 here, just seconds away now, folks. Yes, indeed, seconds away. And we will find out who our winner is for this December the 9th. Man, I can't believe it's cruising towards Christmas so fast already. Time is flying by. I just love just driving through different towns in the evenings. My wife gets home, we have supper, and then we go and drive through different towns and look at lights. Prospect has some nice lights as you head in through Route 47. The lights at Glen Ross on Cheshire Road in Delaware, those are nice lights. On down towards Lewis Center is the Griswold House. Man, they've got that house decorated up. Talk about some nice lights. So we love looking at lights this time of year. Okay, here we go. It is 4:55 official Eastern Standard Time. And it's time to pick a winner. So we have everybody shuffled up here. And I'm going to draw somebody. The winner for today is Ernie Brees. Ernie Brees, congratulations, Ernie. You won the Meyer gift card. And I will send that out through the mail to you, my friend. And thanks to Ralph and Becky Thacker for supplying the gift card for today. And I want to say thank you to Allison who called, David Avery who called, Lucas, Bob, and Noah, and Ernie. Thank you to all who called for today. We appreciate it very much. And again, congratulations, Ernie. You are our big winner for this December the 9th. All right, let me tell you what we have in our ladies' corner for today. We have a recipe for you. And as far as I know, it's on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You will see this recipe. It's peppermint cookie balls. Peppermint cookie balls. And here's what you need. 1/3 cup finely chopped candy canes, about 6 small, divided. 1 package, 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese, softened. 36 vanilla cream-filled chocolate sandwich cookies, finely crushed. 4 packages, Baker's semi-sweet chocolate, broken into pieces and melted. Here's how to make it. Reserve 1 tablespoon chopped candy. Mix remaining candy with cream cheese and cookie crumbs until blended. Shape into 48 1-inch balls. Freeze 10 minutes. Dip cookie balls into melted chocolate. Place on wax paper-covered rimmed baking sheet. Sprinkle with reserved candy. Refrigerate 1 hour or until firm. So kind of a holiday recipe for you. This time of year, peppermint cookie balls. You know, I did something fun yesterday. I went over to my mom's house, and me and her got together, and we baked cookies together. And we had a good time baking M&M cookies and peanut butter cookies with the kiss in the center. So, yeah, we had a good time together yesterday. and just baking Christmas cookies. And it's a fun time of year to do some baking. I don't know how many bakers there are out there in Radio Land, but we like to package up cookies and give them away to different people. I know this time of year people might be a little careful about receiving homemade cookies with the virus and that, you know, so some people may not be, you know, willing to receive them as much. But I know my my doctor, she said, bring him in, put my name on it and bring him in, I'll take him. So she said she'd take them from me. So so I got at least one person to deliver to this time of year, my doctor's office. But well, it's time for me to go. Thanks so much for listening to the program. We'll be back next week from 4:15 or so, 4:15, 4:20, until 5 o'clock here on Offbeat News and Trivia. My website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. We would love for you to check that out. And, of course, we've been streaming online, and you can hear the program anytime you want. Once it's posted, wwgh1071.com. Until next week, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, live on this Wednesday afternoon. I will talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.